Kumlen and a Black Gemara. We're up to Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, near the top of the page. And the last thing we learned in our Mishnah was that if somebody ate truma that happened to be chametz, so the Mishnah says it depends if you did it inadvertently or you did it deliberately. If you did it inadvertently, then even though it's chametz, and basically you can argue what did you steal from Hegdish already, nevertheless you have to pay back the principal and the penalty of a fifth, which is a quarter. But if you did it deliberately, then you're just an ordinary ganef, and a ganef pays for value, but there is no value, so therefore you are potter from paying, and you even, there's not even, even if it would have been truma, which is tame, which the law says you have to burn it, and the person, the kohen, can enjoy the benefit of burning it as wood, and baking or cooking things on there. Here it doesn't help, because on Pesach you can't do that, obviously. Okay, so now the Gemara has an interesting question, and we'll come back to our mission. The question is, when you have to pay back for truma that you ate, do you pay back the value that you ate, or you pay back the size that you ate, the volume that you ate? See, boy, we have a question, three lines to the top of the page. You have a question, Kishu Mishalem, when you have to reimburse the kohen for the truma that you ate. Lefi midah mishalem, do you pay according to the volume that you ate? Because the Torah does not say you should pay back money. The Torah says you should pay back with fruits or whatever it was. It says you should give to the kohen es ha-kodesh, that which can be turned into kodesh. So the amount of kodesh that you give, that you reimburse the kohen, is it according to the volume, whatever you ate, that's what you have to reimburse him with, or according to the value that you ate? But a ganav generally has to pay, of course, the value. That's not what we're talking about there. Says the Gemara, what's the difference? So it goes as follows. Kol heicha demi'i kara shavi arbozo. When you stole it, let's say it was worth $4. Ulubasev shavis is now only one zuz, so it went depreciated in value. So you can argue, well, I'll pay the same volume back, and therefore he hardly paid anything back. Leite boilav, there's definitely no question the vadai kidim ikara mishalom. Why should you gain because you did the wrong thing and you should gain from it? Of course not. So we're six lines on the top of the page in the Aflamed Beis Amud Aleph. So surely, if you stole something worth four zuz, and by the time it's ready to pay, it's worth one zuz, there's no question that you're no better, no worse than the goslin who has to pay at the time of the value, at the time of stealing it. The worse than the goslin. That's now we learned, and we will learn the goslin, pay according to the time that they stole. Our question is the other way around. The mikara shavya zuz, when you stole is worth one, ulbesoiv shavya arba, and now it's worth four zuz. And the Gemara and Meruba will have a whole discussion of how that works, Rabba and so on. So the question is, when you stole is worth one zuz, and now it's worth four, what do you have to pay back? Do we say, lefi midah mishalem, the amount, the quantity, the volume that you took, then you have to pay back now, which means you'll be paying four times, quadruple what you stole, too bad. Whatever I stole then was worth one zuz, I have to pay back the amount of one zuz of produce. You stole one zuz, you pay back one zuz. Tashma, come in here. It says in a braisa, and based on this braisa, Rabbi Yosef wanted to prove one way or another. And it's what follows. It says, you ate gregas, dried figs. You ate dried figs, which doesn't have much value. And instead, in the volume, you paid back the same volume, but in date, which is worth a lot more. Tove ola bracha, you should be blessed. Now, if you say that what? That you're paying according to the volume. So before, when I, let's say the volume of dried figs would have been worth only $1. And now that I'm paying you back dates, the same volume, it's worth $4. So therefore, I should be blessed because I'm paying back to the kohen far more the value than what I took from him. So I'm too lucky, therefore tov lo bracha. He should be blessed. The ochel gedivah he ate the measure of a saw, the greges from dried figs. The shavis was worth only one zuz. Because Yovan, how is he paying it back? Gedivah the tamarim, a saw of dates. The shavia was worth four. I understand. If you're paying back volume, I understand that the value increased. Then tov lo bracha. You should be blessed. Eliyam, if you're going to say lefi domim mishalem, if you're going to tell me that you pay according to the value, so therefore I stole the value of one zuz and I'm paying you back the value of one zuz. So what are you blessing me for? What's the difference if I'm giving you back something else, maybe better quality, but at the end of the day, the value is exactly the same. Am I tov lebracha? Bezuzah och, bezuzah kum mishalem. He stole the value of one zuz and he's paying back the value of one zuz. Amar bayis the baya. Lo oilam really lefi domim mishalem. He pays back according to value. But my tov lebracha, you know I should be blessed? Be blessed, and of course Abaye can't let Rabbi Yosef live with his answer. The ochan midi the loy kofet the loy. If he ever wanted to sell it, dried figs doesn't really have a market. The ochan midi, he stole something, he ate something, the loy kofet the loy, that the buyers are not jumping at it. Become mishalim and is paying back midi something, the kofet the loy, that the buyers are jumping at it. And therefore, that's why he gets tovel lebrach, even though the value is the same. But practically speaking, if the guy wants to sell it, he can do far better with the dates than with the dried figs. So we have no resolution. So now we're going to continue. I'm not sure why there are two dots here, because it's really right in the middle of the Gemara. So the Gemara continues, Tanan, in our Mishnah, now we refer back to our Mishnah. It says in our Mishnah, Ha'oichel, our Mishnah makes a distinction if you ate truma from a kohen, which you shouldn't have, and it happened to be chametz. There's a difference whether it's b'shogeg or whether it's b'mezid. If he did it by mistake, he did it deliberately. We're in Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, those who just joined, and we're about 20 lines on the top of the page, and we're asking a general question. When you if you ate truma from a kohen without realizing it, the law is you have to pay back the principal plus a penalty of, we call it a fifth, but it's 25%. You add on the penalty to the principal, and it's a fifth of that, which basically is a quarter of the way we work. It's a quarter. So the question is, do you pay back the value of what you stole, if you dumb him, or do you pay back if you made the volume? Because the Torah doesn't say he'd pay back money. The Torah says pay back kodesh, whatever you're going to pay back, has to be able to become kodesh, hegdish, something that can be sanctified. That's the question, and we still remain with the question. So we will now refer back to our Mishnah. We're trying to understand why our Mishnah says that if you did it by mistake, if you took the truma by mistake, you pay back the value plus the penalty. But if you did it deliberately, you pay back nothing because it has no value. What's the difference between mezid and shogeg, deliberate and inadvertent? So Tanan la Mishnah, and we're going to try to explain the Mishnah one way or another. Ha'eichel truma is chametz pesach. This is now we're quoting our Mishnah. If somebody ate truma of chametz on pesach b'shogeg, if you did it by mistake, mishalom kenem v'chemesh, you pay back the principal and the penalty. Now remember, pesach chametz has no value, and yet you're paying the coin back. So, you're paying back because of the measure. Shop it. Makes sense. We don't care about value. All we care about is volume. So you stole a certain volume, you pay back to the volume. It has no nil value on Pesach. Doesn't matter. That's why the Mishnah says you have to pay back the coin, reimburse the coin. You pay back value. Chomet with Pesach bar damu. What value does Chomet have in Pesach? Nothing. So therefore, what's pshat in this? L'chayda, our Mishnah clearly proves that when you eat a truma, you have to pay back according to the volume, at least when you do it b'shegig. Says about a no proof, because remember, we learned a few days ago, there is one authority, Rabbi Yisak Lili, who believes that on Pesach, chametz is permitted to have benefit. Now, you cannot eat it, but you can sell it, and therefore feed your dogs. So therefore, since on Pesach, chametz has value, maybe our Mishnah, the author of our Mishnah, Rabbi Yisak Lili, and that's why you have to pay back the coin. That's what Rabbi wants to say right now. In Hamani Rabbi Yisak Lili, Rabbi Yisak Lili, Amos says chametz Pesach mutban no, that chametz and Pesach has value because you can have benefit. And the obvious question is, if the author of our Mishnah is Yisak Lili, how are you going to explain the end of the Mishnah? There it says, if you stole deliberately from a kohen, since it has nil value, the chametz you pay nothing. But you just said it has value because Yisak Lili holds that it's permitted to have a no on Pesach. Look at the end of the Mishnah, but maybe if you did deliberately part of Islam, you don't have to pay. Not only you have to pay for the value of the truma, even to use it as firewood, you can't do that either, because you cannot have any benefit from truma. From chametz, if it's Rabbi Segluli, I might pot him on the shlumi. What I have to pay? With my eitzim from wood, chayyur has value. Says Gemara again, no problem. If you did it by mistake, if you did it b'shegig, therefore we say, if you did it b'shegig, therefore we say that you have to pay back the truma because it has value. And even though that it's a punishment by death, if you did it deliberately, and Chizkiya says in Ksubis that chayv and misa shegin, that if you would have done deliberately, you would have been killed. Therefore, you're exempt from paying money, called kamle b'durabah, and we learned a few days ago. Then, if you did a b'shegin, the same thing applies. But that, since by truma it's a kapara, it's an atonement, we don't want you to lose that opportunity to have an atonement. But the our Mishnah holds, like Rabbi Chunin Akana, that says that kamle b'durabah is not limited only to capital punishment in a court of law, but also to death from heaven, even to kares. Truma, you don't get Karis. Truma, you get Misa B'dei Shemayim. Karis is the age of 50 and somebody loses the children. Misa B'dei Shemayim is the age of 60 and you don't lose the children. But still, it's a form of death. And therefore, our Mishnah holds, you know why, if you did deliberately, you don't have to pay? It has value. But since you're going to get killed because you ate Truma and you ate Chametz, therefore, you are exempt. Maybe he says, he also in Kippur, like Shabbos, they're shumi. And therefore, we have no proof from our Mishnah one way or another. Says Gemara, maybe Kitanai. Maybe actually this is an argument of Tanai. What is that? If whether we pay according to the volume or according to the value is actually an argument in Tanai in the Brice that we learned. Ha'oichel Truma. If somebody ate Trumas Chametz with Pesach, let's say this. If somebody ate Trumas Chametz on Pesach, says the Brice. Right, potter min hatashlum. You don't have to pay anything. Umid me etim. Nor do you have to pay the value of as firewood because it's chametz. You don't have any benefit. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. You pay nothing. Rabbi Yechon ben Uri mechayv. Rabbi Yechon says no. You have to pay. Now, we're not. We don't know yet what we're talking about over here, and we'll see in a minute. Right now, we make no distinction between whether it's inadvertent or deliberate. It seems shogig mazed. Rabbi Akiva says you pay nothing, and Rabbi Yechon says you pay in both cases. I don't understand. What do you mean you're paying something? What benefit does the coin? What did you steal from the coin? The coin couldn't enjoy the chametz, so what did you steal from the coin? And that's a general question. What happens if you steal truma, which is tummy? A coin cannot eat that truma. And yet if somebody else ate it, if you did it by mistake, you have to pay the principal and that penalty. So now, L'chayda, why? What possible reason can there be? Why, if it's truma tummy, do you have to pay to the coin? Obviously, we don't care about value. All we care about is volume. So therefore, I'm saying over here also, even though it's chametz, and there's no value, but you pay for the volume. What benefit does the coin have from truma tummy? Yet, if somebody ate it, b'shai kamo yisashom, the rest of the year, shemashom, he has to pay. Says Rabbi Akiva, that's not an argument. You know why? Truma Tamei is very different. Akiva says you have to pay value. But Rabbi Yechon Nuri holds you pay according to volume. Rabbi Akiva says you pay value. And you know why Truma Tamei you pay? Because there is some value to the coin. Omalai said, Akiva says back to him, Loi no, im amdi b'Truma Tamei. You know why by Truma that's Tamei you have to pay b'shai yimayisha the rest of the year. Sha'afapi sha'ein loy bohet l'achila, even though you can't, the coin cannot eat it because it's contaminated, abim this Truma yesh loy bohet l'hasaka. You can use it as firewood. It says there that while you're burning it, you can use it for burning. So you can, he has some benefit from it. But on Pesach, chametz is zero benefit. So you pay nothing. You cannot eat it, nor can you use it as firewood. How long has it done? You know it's compared to, if you want to compare it to anything. The truma is toisim anavim. The truma, let's say, of berries and grapes, which are liquids. And liquids, If it's tummy, she became tummy. So what can you do with that? What can a coin do with liquids that are tummy? You cannot eat it, and he has to burn it. And you can't have any benefit from burning it, because if you burn the liquids, it's not going to generate a fire. She'ein lebo lo heter achile v'lo heter asoka. You cannot eat it, and you, nor can you burn it. And you cannot use it to water down your floor and keep the dirt down. We said before, we're scared leaving it around the house. He might come to eat it. And therefore, Rabbi Akiva says, that's why we're there. You don't have to pay anything, because there's no value. But Rabbi Yechon ben Uri would say, you do pay because we don't care about value. All we care about is volume. So we see that this very question that you asked is the argument of Rabbi Yechon ben Uri. But then he continues. Now, how in the world did Truma become Chametz? How do you have Truma's Chametz? We're talking about in our Mishnah, Truma's Chametz. So the Braise continues. By Medra, we know how it's possible to have Truma's Chametz, but Mafrish Truma, you set aside Truma, and let's say, you, and then somehow or another, it became chametz after you set it aside. The chmitza became chametz. Or, you set it aside before Pesach, it was chametz then, but it wasn't a problem, and then you didn't do anything with it on Pesach, it came, and it stayed on. Avol mafrish truma chametz. If you took a piece of bread on Pesach, and you said, okay, this is going to be truma, divrei hakol ein kedusha, there's no question that it's not, you know, it's not truma at all. If you took wheat that became chametz, even according to Rabbi Yisrael Glula that says you can have benefit from it, so you can burn it, but if you're going to make it holy, the Kedusha does not, is not Chalan at all. We'll see later why not. So this Braisa clearly seems to be saying that the argument of Rabbi Yechim and Nuri Rabbi Kiva pivots on this very question, whether Rabbi Yechim and Nuri says that it's all about the volume, and therefore if you steal from a coin, even the Mezit Trumas Chametz has no value, nil value, you still have to reimburse the coin. And Rabbi Akiva says, no, we go according to value, and it has no value. Rabbi Akiva holds that even if you did it b'shegig, you don't pay back, because it has no value. Says the Gemara, Tanya Idach, we learned in another Braise, because in our Mishnah that says B'shege, you do pay back, we gave two possibilities why. Either because our Mishnah holds you go according to volume, and therefore we don't care about value. I said, then B'mezid also you should pay, but there we say, because Kamer B'Rabbin, I'm Chud Melakana. Or, yes, so that's what we learn in our Mishnah. Yeah. Or we learn in the Mishnah that B'yishag Lulia holds that you're allowed to have Hano. And again, Kamer B'Rabbin. So the Gemara, Tanya learned the Raisa. Sorry, if you learn that our Mishnah holds its volume, and therefore B'shege you have to pay back, but Mezid you don't, because the Mezid is nothing to do with volume. The Mezid is like a ganif, and you pay value, and there's no value. Tanya Idol in other Raisa, V'nosan la koyin, it's a koydish. What should you give to the koyin? Koydish. It says clearly here, you don't pay money, you pay something that can become koydish. So we learned, Dover Haroli is koydish, something you give back, something of, you give back fruits or whatever it is, something that can become koydish. So we learn from here that something that could become kaddish. Prat la'oichel, if we said that since we learn from here as what? Prat la'oichel trumas chametz pesach. If you ate truma that was chametz on pesach, shapotim and tashlumin, you are potter from tashlumin. Why? Because if you're going to pay back chametz, it cannot become truma, as we just said. With me ate. Yaakov says it has to be something that can be, whatever you're paying back has to be, whatever you ate is what you pay back, and whatever you pay back has to be able to become Kaddish. And since Chometz on Pesach cannot become Kaddish, that's why you don't pay back at all if you ate Trumas Chometz on Pesach. That's a Bezme Yaakov. But Ablaz Chisul Mechai, Rabbi Chisul says, Yechayik. Okay, similar argument, but different points altogether. Rabbi Lezer and Yaakov gives a new reason why you don't have to pay back. Not because it has no value, but because you cannot turn whatever you eat. If you eat chametz, you cannot pay back with something that can, that chametz to become kaddish. You say that you do have to pay back, but what did you steal from the coin has no value. The same question we had before. When he asked Rabbi Akiva, what benefit is there if you ate truma that was contaminated and you stole it from a coin? The coin has nil value, and yet you have to pay him back. You might say, "Yes, Shem Shav to pay back." The answer is like Rabbi Akiva. There is value there. Loi, no. Imam the betrumah tmeya. If he ate truma, which is tamei, b'shai you might show the rest of the year. Afapi, even though she ain't loi bo heter hachila, even though it has no value eating wise, yes, loi bo heter hasaka. But at least the coin can have some benefit, but when he burns it, he can enjoy the fire while it's burning and bake or cook with it. Taima bezu, but in the case of chametz, she ain't loi bo heter hachila, so it has no benefit. Amaloi. So he answered back, Rabbi Chisma answered back, no, I disagree with you. I hold like Rabbi Yosi Aglili. You could have benefit from chametz as well, lighting it, burning it, or giving it to your dog. You can also burn chametz on Pesach. If your coin wants, he can go ahead and break it up for his dog. Or he can go ahead and what do you call it? And cook it under his food. Omar by Rabbi comes along and says, Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov, who says that you pay back nothing to the Kohen when you ate Truma, Rabbi Kiva, and Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri, Kula Svidl, they all hold that Chometz is Asabana. They all hold that Chometz, he cannot have any benefit. So therefore, Rabbi Kiva says you don't have to pay anything back. Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov says you don't have to pay anything back because he cannot turn it into Kodesh. Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri says also that you don't have to pay it back. If it's been amazing, you do have to pay it back. But you know why you pay it back? Even though it's also b'hano, but because he holds it goes according to volume. Uva ha'pligin, this is the argument. Rabbi Akiva sava lefi domi mishal, pay according to value, there's nil value. Rabbi Yechman sava lefi midi mishal, pay according to volume. And this is what we started off saying, that the Tanoim are arguing in this very question. Says, you know what, pshita, it's obvious. I mean, we know what Rabbi Yechman already says. He says clearly, be paying according to volume. Says, you know what, he says, yechayiv, obviously it's the volume. Es no pshit la bikh no lidem kila bikh skivis vil hozak bikiv dam lefi dam mishalm sagen mo zet no I skai sit the line so it's obvious sagen mo no I could learn a bikh menuri a different way altogether I can learn a bikh menuri I can a bikh menuri hold you go count the volume I count the volume how come he says you pay so I count the value so how come you pay maybe he also said glue that's permitted to have anah. says the Gemara, Rabbi Yechim, you saw the Pshita, Ma, whatever the thought, Rabbi Yechim, and Nuri Nam, Mikra, Bekisar, Lay, I would have thought you were Nuri Hold, like Rabbi Akiva, the Amla, Fi, Dom, Shav, called the value. Nu, Rabbi Yechim, and Nuri Hold, called the value. So how come Rabbi Yechim, and Nuri says that if you steal Chometz, you have to pay back? Even Bemezid, what value is there? But also, my time at the Kamachai, you know why is that? Holds your Chai, Mishum, the Sovlok, Rabbi Yechim, Hold, Rabbi Yechim, Chometz, Bepes, and Mutbana. He holds Mutbana, and even Bemezid, you have to pay back, and he doesn't believe in Kamach, but Rabbi, when it comes to Misa de Shemaim. Kamash Lons comes along and Bai says, no, that's not the reason of Yechim and Nuri. I don't believe that Yechim and Nuri holds that it's Mutbana. I hold that he holds it according to volume. Says Gemara, how do you know that's the reason? Maybe Taka Rabbi Yechim and Nuri holds the reason is because Rabbi Yechim and Nuri is Mutabano. Maybe Rabbi Yechim and Nuri holds Rabbi Yechim and Nuri that you're allowed to have benefit from Chometz and Pesach, and that is why you have to pay back the coin. How do you know which way to learn? Im Kain said, Abai, you know why? Because if so, Nehedele Rabbi Yechim ben Nuri Rabbi Kiva, then his comment, his remark to Rabbi Yechim ben Nuri, to Rabbi Kiva should have been different. He should have said, the same answer ki heichid the mahadil lo zechismo lo zen Yaakov. He should have given the same answer lo zechismo said lo zen Yaakov, which is you could have hano on Pesach. He should have said that instead of talking about truma and tomei and all that. Talk about we learned. Ha'oichel. Now continue. We're talking about truma and everything else. We're going to continue on this subject. We're going to argue now. What is the minimum amount of truma that you have to eat before you have to reimburse the kain? Ha'oichel kezayis truma. According to this opinion, the minimum amount is the size of a zayis. If you ate the size of an olive of truma, then mishalom, you have to pay back keren, the principal, the chaimish, and the penalty. Abba Shol says, ad sheyehei b'shav pruta. The value has to be of a pruta. It goes by value, not by size. This is similar to the argument we had before about if it's according to value or according to volume. But here we're talking about no matter which way you're paying back money or if you pay whichever amount you're paying, volume or value, you're paying a pruta, you're paying the minimum kazais. My time in Tanakama, what's the largest Tanakama? Why does he say it's a kazais? On my crop, because the Pasuk says regarding Truma, it says, a person ki yoichal koidish bishgoga, if a person eats koidish by mishagig, and it's talking about Truma. And it says, yoichal eat, and we know whenever it says in the Torah to eat, we know it's the size of a kazayis. That's why all the mitzvahs we do, we have to eat a kazayis, a matzah, whatever it is, because it says oichel. In fact, there's a famous Rosh, which we'll talk about maybe another time in Avot Tzachim, that says, how do you know you have to eat a kazayis morer? Because the bracha is al achilas morer. And because the bracha is al achila, therefore we have to eat a kazayis. Says the Gemara further, the Abba Shol, even though the pasuk says on matzahs and marorim yachlu, so what do you tell me from a pasuk from the bracha? But the word yachlu in that pasuk is referring to the korban pesach. On matzahs and marorim yachlu, you should eat the korban pesach. It doesn't tell you how much matzah to eat or how much maror to eat. And since this is rabbanon today, so the rosh says because it says al achilas maror the bracha. Anyway, it says on pasuk veishki yechal koyi bishgoga v'achil gzayis ach gzayis. Abashol my time of krov. Meantime, what's his logic of pruta? On makro, it says in the pasuk, you should give to the koyin esa koydish. You should reimburse the koyin, and they use the word venosan. And we have a rule: whenever it says venosan, you should give. It should be in a significant amount. You never give less than a pruta. Now let's each one deal with the other person's proof. How can Abba Shol say it has to be a pruta? It says in the pasuk yoichel, which we know it always is a kazayis. So Abba Shol, I'm using the word yoichel for something totally different. Only if you eat truma, do you have to pay back, you know, the value plus a penalty. But if you decide, instead of eating it, you destroyed it, you don't pay the penalty. Ahu prat lemazikud osas. Come and exclude if you deliberately destroy, if you destroyed it by mistake, then you don't pay that penalty, only if you ate it. But Tanakama, Ksivinosan, how could Tanakama say you have to, because I, it says killing Pasivinosan, which is a pruta, which is, has to have a monetary value. He needs venosan, something that dover haro liyas kodesh. He said, no, we learned, as we mentioned before, venosan la koinas a kodesh, venosan here is not extra. It has to tell you that you have to pay back in kind something that can become kodesh. Like Rabbi Lezmi Yaakov said, on Pesach, you don't have to pay because it cannot become kodesh. Chometz cannot become hegdish. Whatever you're giving has to be something that can turn into hegdish. So that, therefore, the Torah is saying you pay back in fruits or in kind. Says, but if we listen, analyze it, tell them what we learned. We'll continue on this theme. We learned says a brayse ha'oichol truma. If somebody ate truma pachas mekazayis, less than the kazayis, in that case mishal mekaren, you pay the value of whatever you stole, but ve'ena mishal mesachemish, you don't pay the penalty. Says Gemara, heichi dami. What are we talking about? Either lesbe shaput that has no value at all, less than the prut, then keren amil sham. And why are you paying the principal? You know, if you steal something less than a prut or whatever it is, you don't have to pay back. So we're also, why are you paying the principal at all? Then if there is a value of prut, so the chaimish namil shalom, then why don't you pay also the chaimish as well? So it's very simple. Remember, we had an opinion that says it has to be a kazais. La olam de izbe shal prut, it's talking about there's a prut. Nevertheless, kiven the lesbe kezayis, because we said the first opinion says it has to have the size of an olive. So since it wasn't the size of an olive, is mishalim as a keren, you pay the principal, the ain't the mishalim, you don't pay the penalty. Amru, so therefore we're saying that we're siding with the first opinion that says that it's all about a kezayis, the size of an olive. And therefore it doesn't matter whether it's more than a. It's talking about more than a prut. And yet you still don't have to pay because it's less than the kazais. Says the Gemara, Amru, Rabbanu Kamei da Papa, Hod de Loika Abashol, obviously does not conform with Abashol. Abashol says the only criteria is whether it's a value of a prut or not. He doesn't care about the size of an olive. You just told me that it has to be worth more than a prut because otherwise you're not called stealing. And plus, it has to be the size of an olive, which is the first opinion. But Abashol wouldn't hold that. He says, he doesn't care about the kazais. All he cares about the pruta. Rapapa wants to say, if you want, I can tell you it's Abashol. I believe that Abashol holds you need two criteria. Abashol, tarti boy. Abashol says you need two things. You need what? You need a kazais and you need a pruta as well. Says the Gemara. Umiboy Abashol Tarti, Abashol needs both a kazayis and a shava pruta. Tanami learned Abashol Lam Abashol says, Ezbashi Yezboy Shava pruta chai tashlum. All I care about is if it has the value of a pruta, then you have to pay the truma that you ate by mistake and including the penalty. But Esha ain't by shava pruta, if it has no pruta, ain't a chai betashlum, you don't have to pay. Okay, what does that prove? Maybe he still holds you need a kazayis as well. Because let's look at the discussion. Omru Loi, they told him, Loi, no. They said to him, you know when we need the value of a pruta? If you steal from Hegdish, how much do you have to steal from Hegdish before we say, oi, if you did it by mistake, you have to bring a carbon mi'ila. Mi'ila means stealing from Hegdish. How much you have to do? The value is of a pruta. But when it comes to truma, avol truma, ain't a chayr. I don't care what the value is. I don't care if it's a pruta. Achi yehei boi kezais. Even if it has a pruti, not chayiv, the penalty, unless it has a kazais, which to me sounds like, but Abishol holds, you don't need a kazais at all. Because if he holds, you need both, he should have said, kivon she yesh boi kazais v'boilei. Instead of saying, all we need is a kazais, he should have said, as long as it also has a kazais, that's when you're liable. So you have both pruta and kazais. To you, that's a good question. Says the Gemara, Afra Papa Hodabei, Rapapa himself, in fact, changed his mind. Initially, he said, Abashol, you need both a pruta and a kazayis. He later changed his mind. Time we learned, the Chota Bishgoga, it says in Pasig, if a person steals from Hegdish, right, Simomol, and the Chota Bishgoga, you sinned by mistake, and, you know, using something which belonged to Hashem, you didn't realize it, then you have to bring a special carbon called Hasham Me'ilis, the Hasham guilty of stealing from Hegdish, only if you did it by mistake. says in the Braise, b'chotem shgoga pratel mezid. If you did it deliberately, if you stole from Hegdish deliberately, you don't bring this carbon asham me'ilas. Now haladino lochedes a kavuchemer. Uma ashar mitzis, madach shar mitzis, madach all other mitzis shechay ben kares where you're liable on kares. For example, eating treifa fats or blood. That what happens? You're liable. You get cut off. Get kares yet. So why you need a pasuk? You have a pasuk v'chata b'shgaga to tell you if you did b'mezid, you don't bring a carbon. Why would you think you bring a carbon? Look at all these other things. Trefa fats. If you ate trefa fats by mistake, you bring a carbon. If you did it on purpose, you don't bring a carbon. And there, the punishment is stricter. You get karas. So surely mi'ila, where the punishment is misa b'dei shemayim, which is more lenient because you don't get misa shemayim kicks in at 60. Karas at 50. Karas, somebody loses the children. Misa shemayim, you don't lose your children. So l'chayda, surely, you don't bring a carbon. It's amazing. Mila she'ein b'kar. There's no karas. The ain't a din she'potas made. Surely you should be potas the mezid. Says Yemar Eloi, no. He answered back, no. Im amid b'sham mitzvahs. Maybe all other mitzvahs like treif of fats of blood, she'kein l'chay ben misa. Over there you might have karas, but you don't have misa b'dei shemayim. So in other words, Yemar is now trying to say from a certain vantage point, misa b'dei shemayim is actually stricter than karas. So therefore, maybe over there you don't get misa de shemayim, only karas. Therefore, that's why you don't bring a carbon. But meila, where you get misa de shemayim, we would have thought you bring a carbon. That's why the Torah has to say the chata bishgoga, only if you did it by mistake. Tamaleima bishgoga, prat lemezid, exception is amazed. That's what he says. Now, l'chayr is hard to understand. I don't understand. This Tana seems to be very decisive. Initially, first he thought, he made a kabel chaymer. If chaylev, trefa fats, which you get karas for, and you don't make a carbon, so surely truma, where you don't get karas, you get the weaker punishment, misa shemayim, surely you don't make a carbon. In other words, karas is stricter. And then he concludes, oh, but wait a second, maybe it's not good kavu chayim, because misa shemayim is stricter. Make up your mind, which is stricter? Well, the slave at the end, ali mele misa, he decided misa shemayim is stricter. What's going on here? What changed? Says the mother of Amale, and Abchi answered, hachi karma, this is how you're supposed to read the Mishnah. Of course, karas is stricter. So what does he mean when he says, but maybe misa shemayim is stricter? So he meant as follow. there's an aspect by misa de shemayim which is stricter than karas. And what is that? Lo, no. Im amid bishar mitzvahs. It comes to all other mitzvahs, even though they receive karas like chaylev and dam, they get karas which is far stricter. Shekein loy chayi behen misa bepachas mekazayis. You don't get misa if it's less than a kazayis. Over there, the minimum by mi'ila is you have to steal from Hegdish the size of a kazayis. But when it comes to chaylev, trefa fats or blood, you have to have a kazayis. Toima b'meila, when it comes to stealing from hegdish, shechay b'misa, yechay misa, even a poch is mekazayis, even if it's less than a kazayis. So not that the misa itself is stricter, but what you're getting misa for. Kodesh you only get four if you ate trefa fats the size of a kazayis, but mi'ila, stealing from hegdish, as long as it has the value of a prutum, even though it's less than the size of an olive, then, and Rashi explains before, let's say in times of hunger or something, so then, what do you call it? You're still chayiv. So there's an aspect of misa b'dei shemayim that's stricter, and therefore we would have thought maybe you bring a carbon from Ila. So that's why the pasuk has to tell you. And so Rav Nachman said to Chibarovin, Tanur daitach, you should feel calm. Sheinachtas daiti, you made me feel so much better. Don't be so settled, don't be so happy. You know why? Because Rabba and Rab Sheches, when I gave them this answer, they threw a spanner in the works. They said that my answer is not good. And why not? Because Man Chamed laid the Amar. Who's the one that says, now by Me'il, if you did it deliberately, we've assumed till now that you get killed B'day Shemayim. Not everyone agrees. In fact, the Chachamim say you only did an Aveir, you get Malchus. There's no Misa. It's Rebbe who says you get Misa. So now let's look at Rebbe's opinion. What does Rebbe actually hold? How much do you have to steal from Hegdish, you know, let's say meat, whatever it is? Is it the value of a pruta or is it the value of an olive? You think that it's only the value, it's the value of a pruta, and therefore you say there's a stringency by Misa B'dei Shemayim, I don't care if it's the size of an olive or not. But it's Rebbe, and Rebbe holds you need the size of an olive. So it's your original question on the Brice is a very good one. What happened? What changed? What stringency is the Misa de Shemayim? And your answer, because Misa de Shemayim is on the value of a pruta, even though it's not a kazayis, is not correct according to Rebbe. How do we know that Rebbe holds it's the size of an olive? I'll tell you how we know. Hazy the Mila Misa Rebbe. Who's going to hold that? We get Mila Mazes? Is it Misa's Rebbe? Time we learned Hazy Mila Rebbe, I'm a Misa get the deaf. How am I in Bazharon? You get a love and a vera. Now, my time with the Rebbe, how do I know Rebbe holds the size of an olive? I'll tell you. How does Rebbe know that Me'ila you get death? Misa, where does the Torah say so? It says nowhere. But we're equating it to Truma. He learns that the word chait, which is written by truma, the word chait, which is written by stealing from the Beis Hamikdash. There it says v'chata b'shgaga, right? We just said that by Mila. And by truma it says lo yisu olav chait, you shouldn't carry a sin. Ma truma b'misa, just like truma, you get killed. V'dei shamayim af mila b'misa. That's what Rebbe says. Now, umina, once you are equating mi'ila to truma, then we learn completely. And by truma, how much do you have to eat by truma before you're liable? Umina, from it, ma truma b'kazayis, the size of a kazayis, at mi'ila b'kazayis. Mi'ila is the size of a kazayis. So your question, your original question was good, and your answer that by mi'ila it's a pruta, even though less than kazayis, is incorrect. That's what Rabbi Lepshesha told me. Umaskir Rapapa came along, Rapapa says, no, your answer was a good answer, and the question of Rabbi Rashesh is not a good question. Well, you know why? Because remember, we had an argument before, whether it's by Truma, whether it's a Kazayis or whether it's a Shava Pruta. How do you know Rebbe agrees that it's a Kazayis? Maybe Rebbe holds by Truma also to Shava Pruta. And if a Me'ilu is a Shava Pruta, at least this Braisa learned, the author of this Braisa learned that that's what Rebbe was saying, that Rebbe holds that by Truma it's a Pruta, and therefore he says, oh, the stringency be the Shemaim. That's only a pruta. Now, the Papa initially said before that Abba Shol holds you need two things. You need a pruta and you need a kazayis. And here a Papa said, a Papa saying, all you need is a pruta. That proves that Papa changed his mind. The Amar who holds, yes, Boshova pruta, Abba Shol holds, all you need is a pruta. Abba Gab the Lesba kazayis, even though there is no kazayis. And maybe Rebbe holds that by Truma like Abba Shol, and therefore by Mi'ila, all it is the pruta. So there's a stringency in Mi'ila that you don't have by trefa fats and by blood. Now, but a Papa, the Amar, didn't a Papa say that Abba Shol Tatiboy needs two things? Needs a pruta and a kazayis. Elish Mamna, she proves for us, Hoda Bey, he changed his mind. So therefore, that's how we know a Papa changed his mind. So tomorrow we'll continue understanding, discussing this particular braisa.